Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Take a little step away from the football action, both on the pro and the college side. And we do a little college hoops here with a gentleman who was obviously, you know, I got to tell you, this situation, watching this as closely as I did, I didn't know who St. John's was going to hire, quite frankly, when Chris Mullin and the relationship ended with St. John's Red Storm. But the coach that they have, I think in a lot of ways they got very lucky. There were a lot of twists and turns. His name is Mike Anderson. He is one of four current coaches, D1, with at least 15-plus years experience, never to have a losing record. Here's the names for you. Tom Izzo, Roy Williams, Mark Few. He's been at Arkansas, Mizzou, UAB, and he wins. And he's with me here on Tiki and Tierney. Coach, how you doing today, buddy? What's happening?
I'm doing fine. We're just putting up down in Manhattan. Essex Marriott, getting ready to get rested up and play our outstanding West Virginia team tomorrow.
Yeah, they're good. The Mountaineers, St. John's at the Garden tomorrow, so I'll see you. I'll be on the call with the Mink Man. Looking forward to it. You guys are off to a nice start, 7-2. I would imagine, I might be a little different from the coaching point of view. You've already had 9 games under your belt. First one, though, at the Garden. Any butterflies for you?
No, I'm sure I have some as I step out there, but the most important thing is for my players, they got some. They better get those butterflies out and go out and do what we do, and that is play basketball, take our practices to the game.
Mike, I got to tell you, and those who followed you, and when St. John's hired you, I read a lot of articles, some websites, some you know, chat rooms from Arkansas fans who just spoke so highly of your character and your passion for the game. I know Missouri fans thought the same, as did those at UAB. I've only met you twice, and I'll see you again tomorrow, as I said. What jumps out, watching the team play, obviously, in all these years, you're an old-school principal guy. You don't bend the rules for them. They acquiesce to you. And what I'm really curious about, do kids want to be coached as hard as they did maybe 15 years ago? Do you notice any change with the kids? Because a lot of people say there are, but you coach them the way you always did. Do you notice any differences?
I think, you know, there's a difference, no question about it. But I think kids want to be coached, just like, you know, kids want discipline. And but at the same time, I think, you know, it's about the relationship that you build with them. And I think building the trust factor, and that's what kids want to know. They can trust you. They can trust you. You know what? They'll go through the brick wall for you because they know you do the same thing for them.
Yeah, we're talking to Mike Anderson, head coach of St. John's. Johnny's at the Garden tomorrow against a really good West Virginia team. They've yet to lose, 7-0. And here's the thing, Mike, and you know, New York's starting to see this, and obviously recruits know this, and high school coaches know this, AAU. You play a style that kids want to play. You know, for those who might not be, even though most college fans know how you play, but for those who don't know the Coach Anderson style, what is it, Coach? What do you want to see from your team every game?
Well, it's up-tempo, it's fast, it's fun, it's entertaining. It's instinctive basketball. You know, I think when you talk about developing, I think that's one of the things we do with our kids. You know, the game hadn't changed when you talk about the fundamentals. You know, passing, shooting, defending. But I like toughness. I like athletic ability. But I don't like to play slow. And that's the thing I think kids understand. They get a chance to showcase their God-gifted ability. But defensively, we're going to attack you full court, half court. And then offensively, we're going to attack you as well. And I think that's when people watch us play, I think they don't give us enough credit from the standpoint of what we're trying to do defensively and offensively.
Mm-hmm. Now, you're a disciple of Nolan Richardson from Arkansas, 40 Minutes of Hell. And, you know, I don't think you guys are quite there yet for 40 minutes. I know you joked at your press conference. Maybe we'll get 25 minutes of hell and 15 minutes of whatever it equates to. Where are you guys in that process now, Mike?
We're processing. We're probably at 28, I think. And you've seen the last game we played against St. Peter's.
Yeah.
You can really see what I'm talking about. Well, we take, you know, a couple steps forward and take maybe a half step back. But that takes place when you got so many different parts. And where they are right now, I think in mid-January, you're going to be surprised where they are at that moment as well, because of going through the non-conference schedule and guys getting an opportunity to get out there and get some repetition.
Yeah. You know, Mike, for you to – I want to get back to the hiring process, you know, even though I'm sure you want to look forward, clearly. But it's so interesting because, you know, Chris Mullin, a St. John's legend, one of my idols growing up, both from Brooklyn. I know him. I mean, he's a friend. It was great when he was hired. And Mully's a friend for life. But, you know, Mully's no longer coaching. So I'm sitting there saying, man, where do they go? I mean, all right, so they made the NCAA tournament. They lost a couple of kids. Shamari Pond's obviously in the NBA now with the Raptors. A couple of kids might transfer. There was so much uncertainty. St. John's fans were terrified. They were confused. They were angered. There didn't seem to be a direction that I could identify. How did you wind up getting the job? Because, man, there were a lot of twists and turns before you wound up in Queens. How did that happen?
Well, it's amazing how sometimes, you know, doors, one door closes and another one opens up. Obviously, I was at Arkansas, and I thought we were doing a pretty good job. And just through my relationship with probably Jeff Capel, and of course, he and Mike Craig were friends. And it's all about timing. And I got a chance to visit Mike Craig, and he shared me his vision. And obviously, I've been at, you know, many programs. Even when I went to Arkansas with Coach Richardson, it was one of those where we came in and we had to get the program, you know, back on the right level. I did it at UAB, did it on the fast track there, Missouri, and back at Arkansas again. And so coming in here, I just saw so much potential. I mean, I'm well aware of the history, the Walter Berry's, the Mark Jackson, Chris Mullin, Coach Connor Sucker, and the Sweaters. And I mean, that was a lot of winning that took place at St. John's and in the Big East. And so when I had a chance to sit down with Mike and just come and the chance to see the surroundings, man, it's an opportunity that I couldn't pass up.
Mm-hmm. Listen, you know this. You've been around the game a long time. No matter, you know, ethnicity, age, style of play, something about sports that we all kind of speak the same language if you're truly in love with the sport. And while you're not a New York guy, it seems if you fit in pretty well, but New York is a zoo, man. I mean, just getting from point A to point B, I believe you live in Long Island, getting to Queens, getting to campus. I mean, how are you adjusting just to live it in New York after all the different places you've been? So different.
Well, I'm embracing it. I tell you, my wife loves it. Of course, you guys know it. If mama happy, we're happy.
Mama so, got to be happy.
Mama's got to be happy. So I just, you know, my goal is to win, have an opportunity to win a national championship. And when you got an opportunity to be on the biggest stage, why not? And so I think we're in an area where obviously, you know, I'm one of those guys that I'm going to be up at dawn to work and dust at night to figure out, you know, how we can put our program in a position to be one of the better programs in the country. And so when you talk about New York, I mean, it's an opportunity to go out and get some great players that are in this area, not only just here, this area, but anyway, everyone wants to come to New York.
Mm-hmm.
So you got something to sell there. But more important, you got to put a product on the floor that people can identify with. And that's why, even as we're talking, I want the New Yorks, the St. John's alums to really show up here at Madison Square Garden, at Conestoga Arena, and really enjoy this basketball team.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, you mentioned Mama before. You better watch it. Mama's got that credit card. Madison Avenue, Fifth Avenue, could be a little unforgiving if Mama stays out shopping too long, Mike.
Yeah, you know what, man? It don't even work. You don't even, the credit card don't even work no more because everything, you go online and do it. So, but you're correct in that aspect.
We're talking to Mike Anderson. You know, I wanted to ask you this before I let you go. Coach Anderson to St. John's. Should be a fun game tomorrow. I've seen West Virginia a few times on TV. They're always tough. The Garden's the Garden. St. John's 7-2, up and down the court, over 80 points a game. It's going to be fun. you know, and Mike, I've sat at Norm Roberts' press conference, Steve Lavin's introductory press conference. Obviously, I was there for Mully. I wasn't there for Jarvis's press conference when he was hired, but my first year doing St. John's was Jarvis's last. My point is, I've heard a lot of St. John's talk a lot about a lot of things, and some have accomplished some good things. I've never heard, to my recollection, a St. John's coach say, I believe we can win a national championship at St. John's. Can you win that high a level? Can you reach that perch at St. John's? Is that still possible?
That is my goal. That's my goal. I've, you know, had an opportunity to play in a national championship game in the NIT championship, and that's, you know, back in 1981. Actually, we did it at the Garden.
Mm-hmm.
And as associate head coach at Arkansas, we won a national championship, many Final Fours. So the next quest for me is as a head coach, and that's in my heart. In order to have something, you got to be able to speak, you got to be able to see it, and that's in my vision. So I want to work my tail off, and hopefully, you know, the players, the coaching staff. I have a great coaching staff. They can follow my lead, and they can see that vision. And I think we're going to put, you know, a team out there that I think all New York can be proud of.
I know you hired a smart staff. I thought it was very strategic staff that you hired. By the way, you're going to the Garden. You want to coach the Knicks while you're there? They got an opening.
Well, we got our hands full with West Virginia, man. They're really, really good.
Mike, I'll see you tomorrow at the Garden. Thanks for hopping on, man.
I appreciate you having me on.
You got it. Mike Anderson, head coach, St. John's.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.